just commencing the satsang on the evening, Sunday evening in Simandar City on November 22nd. Deepak Bhai now bowing in front of Lord Krishna, moving over to the presence of Dada Shri in subtle body and Puja Niruma in subtle body, and offering a beautiful garland of red roses and then sprinkling a whole bunch of rose petals on Puja Dada Shri as well as Puja Niruma, bowing down to their feet, Gnani coming down to the feet of the Gnanis, and moving over now to Lord Shiva and garlanding this Lord Shiva symbolically. I am Shiva, I am the Enlightened One. Bowing down to Lord Shiva, moving over to the big large image of Lord Simandar with a now crowned with a golden crown, and offering a garland, and then now spraying rose petals on him, putting down roses on his toes, and now bowing down to his right left big toe and saying, I am your Gnani, my Lord. Moving over to the three goddesses, the one to the right, Goddess Amba, beautifully decorated today in a blue light, coral blue sari. And Deepak Bhai now bowing down to her. Moving over to Goddess Padmavati, the protector of all on the path of liberations. Special protection afforded by her to the one who really has no other desire except for pure moksha only. And bowing down to her feet, my goddess Padmavati, I offer you my highest obeisances in the presence of the Self, Dada Bhagwan. Moving over to another image of Lord Goddess Amba to the left, and as he turns now to face a crowd of almost 2,000 plus people who have gathered here on Sunday evening. Sunday evening generally represents the general satsang, but majority of the residents of now ATPL plus the third phase people, now many residents have moved into Simandar City, and he is giving darshan to all of them now as he looks in the eyes of each one of them, clapping. And so the significance of clapping is that your body is involved even as you sing Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho, and your mind's eye, your chit should be reading the words of Dada Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. So in all of these, all the three, the mind, body and the speech are involved in the action of the singing. As he raises his hands, is a token of a sign that he's now going to sit down, and he takes his seat now. So the clapping signifies the involvement of the body. So all the mind, body and speech are involved in the singing. Switch off the mobiles. He has taken seat, he's pretty comfortable. Temperature around 70 degrees in this hall. On this fresh November evening, the Sunday which begins the week of Thanksgiving, he looks at a whole bunch of questions. Some of them were unanswered from yesterday. It's usually a two-day sessions, Friday and Saturday, Sunday evening sessions. making the final checks to adjust the camera. Deepak Bhai's television exposure in India has just increased by another hour in different parts, including one full hour in the evening on those who have special access channels. And the demand for his satsang in Hindi has increased significantly. All over Gujarat, he is a household name now, but not so in the rest of India, but will not be the case for long. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. Jai Sachidan. I bow to the Supreme Lord who resides within you with a sense of total oneness and absolute obeisance again and again and again. Jai Sat Chit Anand. He takes over the stack of questions now. Kokila from Rajkot. Lady. Next one.
આત્મજ્ઞાન પછી કેવળ જ્ઞાનનો કાળ ફિક્સ હોય છે કે પુરુષાર્થ પર આધાર રાખે છે.
Does after self-realization, does the to absolute self-realization depends upon one's effort, or is it happens, does it happen automatically? Deepak Bhai's answer is, of course there is Purushart, that is this endeavor of the self. There is only this seed only. It's not that just because you've sown the seed that will automatically grow into a tree. It's a gentleman. The next question. What is the fruit? Today's discharge karma is a fruit of past life. But if you, the highest purusharth is 100% application of five agnas, then in the next life you will be in Mahavidyakshetra. But Dada Shri allows 70% application of five agnas. If you remain in 70% and five agnas, then you will have one more life. Only before final attainment of absolute enlightenment or nirvana. Is there, apart from five agnas, is there anything else one can do? He says, no, there isn't anything. Five agnas is a critical thing. Yes, you have to see the pure soul in everyone. And even if he slaps you or he robs you, you must have equanimity at that time. That is the equanimity. And that is attained through the awareness only. And do we have to follow the five agnas in terms of follow them? Yes. Initially you have to follow and then they will be natural for you. Who is speaking right now? Deepak Bhai is asking the gentleman. You should have that awareness that it is Ravindra speaking and not you speaking. And also you should have the awareness that it is not Deepak Bhai speaking, not the pure soul within him. And also when your wife says something, you should have a constant awareness that it is not she who is speaking, but it is a taped record that's playing, and it is a non-self complex that is verbalizing it, and she is a pure soul. So that is the exact separation. So initially there is, if you have to apply it, then it is called the Purusharth, and when it is natural and it remains naturally, then it is the natural result of having applied five agnas, and you have arrived at a level where you don't have to apply five agnas, it remains naturally for you. So if don't you follow the laws of traffic? So if you follow the exact directions, will you not reach the destination? But if you do not follow the laws of traffic and you do not follow the instructions of the directions, yes, we have 14 Aptavanis. How many have you read so far? It's available to you in Gujarati. You should be reading it, should you not? Why is it that you haven't read it? And if anybody ever gets hurt openly by you, then it is clearly a major error on your side. And so if somebody hurts you, you should, if you behave as if nothing has happened and nobody knows that you've been hurt, then that is the next step in Purusharth. And then number three, no matter what happens to the world of Michael or Alicia, nothing touches you, then you know that means you've gone even higher. So when it is pleasant, when pleasant things arise in front of you, you should not be flying high, nor when unpleasant things arise in front of you, you should not be getting low. When you remain evil keel in equanimity, then you recognize that it is another higher stage. So there is an indistinct experience initially after Jnanvedi, followed by a distinct experience called Spashtavedan. And these are that is where you can stop here. In the next life, there will be Kevad Jnan, which is absolute enlightenment. You see, now all of these four remaining karma, they get over through Purusharth, do they not? Do you want to do heavy duty Purusharth? No. It is time dependent, is it not? Yes, it is time dependent. But if supposing something happens and you become TNMK, Tanmayakar, becoming the body mind shape, then it will remain pending. That karma will not get it will not get discharged completely, it will remain pending. So if you do not clear it off in this life, then you'll have to take care of it in the next life. Wherever you are weak in your Purusharth, that means it will get carried over into the next life. Then in the next life it will come in front of you. We do not give you any new stock to clear. It is only the stock of past life which does not get cleared in this life, that is the only thing that will carry over if you do not clear it off in this life. So in other words, so now if you have done a lot of imaginations that I would like to have life this way and I like to have life, live life this way, all of those are multiplications of desires and you have to wash them off. At least there are two stocks that you have to wash off, that which is in front of you, that which unfolds in front of you, and the second one is those that have been desired through imagination and Chintavan through visual contemplation. I would like to live life this way, I'd like to have it this way, I'd like to have it this way. So there is nothing in there. You don't have to. So you should have the awareness that this is all temporary, this is all perishable, this is all has got zero value in the final analysis, and let it just discharge as it undischarges in front of you. And this is the discharging part. You'll have no difficulty in doing settling it with equanimity, the Bhupai says. Yes. You have to have a serious internal jagruti for this. Today also there are people going from living beings going to total nirvana, total moksha from Mahavidya Kshetra. Next question. This is the next question. Is this your question? Okay. This is the next Aptavani, the latest Dada Vani. Dada Shri says that the one who is cursing is I, and the one who is listening is also I. The context of this is that if Dadashri says that if I they make made me sit in a group and somebody starts cursing me, then what kind of an awareness will I apply? I will apply the awareness that the one who is cursing is I, and the one who is listening is also I. So then there is no separation between me and the person who is cursing me. He is my own self in a relative level. So not only so, even at the relative level he is one, and at this and at the subtle level the in really and relatively you are I, and in the real you are the pure S, isn't not S capital. So at the relative level also, do you not exist at the, are you, is the ego not the common in everybody? This is who somebody says I, is not the I common in everybody? But somebody says I am this, and the other person says I am this, but the I is also common at the relative level, isn't it not? Yes. So when Dadashri now applies oneness at the relative level by saying the one who is cursing me is I, and the one who is listening is also I. So where is the suffering, or where is the divisive difference? Where is the separation? Dadashri find out, supposing he was supposed to go in a group and where people were supposed to curse him or offend him or use offensive language, then Dada applied this upyog. Of course he had the inner vision that they are all pure soul, they are pure souls, but he also applied that at the relative level they are all myself only, are they not? I mean, they have the same ego that I have. Yes, his ego is being exercised in a different direction and mine is in a different direction, but ultimately we are one, are we not? Next question. Oh, this gentleman. Oh, this is what kind of purusharth has to be there when the unfolding karma is on of happening at 24 hours at a time? This is from Dr. Himanshu sitting behind us from New Jersey. To see the unfolding karma is the greatest purusharth. To know is a purusharth, and to become one is to lose the purusharth. But when you say, the every day you say, okay, now Himanshu is walking, now he's disturbing other people, he's bothering other people, he's sleeping, he's eating, etc. So all day observing him is the purusharth. And then someday he says that he becomes very tanmayakar, becomes very engrossed, he becomes very absorbed in the non-self complex. So you need to be aware that he became engrossed, but you are the aware observer of it, are you not? If you can see the faults of Himanshu, if Himanshu becoming angry, and if you are actually opposing those mistakes and anger of his, then you are separate. So in all activities from morning till evening, you can keep it separate. And that is the purusharth in the unfolding karma. He's saying that I'm conversing with him, and at other times I am talking to him in the mirror. What is the difference? Talking to him in the mirror, it is like this, Deepak Bhai says. It is an experiment. The mirror is an experiment. He says it is a temporary experiment. The mirror is a temporary experiment, whereas because you cannot carry the mirror with you all the time. But there is a next stage. There is this constant sense of separation. The moment he says I want to eat a piece of cake, you should say, why do you want to eat a piece of cake? So because if you speak, then that is called gnan, and if he speaks, that is called ignorance. So there is a constant conversation between knowledge and ignorance. If he speaks, that is ignorance, and if you speak, that is gnan. And in the camera is always focused on him only. What is he thinking? What is he doing? What is he? Where is he going now? Where is this all leading to? And so then if you have to go to the root cause, there is a tree, the whole tree is all the way from the leaves to the branches to the main trunk to the root cause. This is how you can look at it. And ultimately, when ultimately you will come to the level of the ignorance, the main root of ignorance, and so that is how you can keep on looking at it. Right now the easy thing is, if Himanshu hurts anyone, is it possible? Yes, he says yes, it is possible. He gave a kind of a tentative answer. Then you should recognize that Himanshu is hurting somebody. You should be aware of the negative feelings that arise within him. But he says, I kind of discard them. He says, when it arises, and if you discard it with gnan, then that is a purushart. That which arises in ignorance, you divide with knowledge, that is purushart. You have the store of knowledge, you have the main light, he has the light, he has the limited light of intellect. Many times we talk about where we missed out the five agnas. So is it not true that actually it is going on constantly? Can we not have a dynamic ongoing review of where we missed the five agnas? Yes, it is possible. But he says initially you will have to take the time to say where you missed the five agnas. Because right now your upyog is that you might be applying some pole, which was mentioned in the morning. Pole is the kind of a letting go, letting go and not being strict. Yes. So if the reaction is, if the kashayas are observed on this side of the line of demarcation, then it is fine. But if the kashayas are observed on that side of the line of demarcation, then there is a problem. Atma Jagruti, or awareness of the self. Dadashri says, for us five agna is natural, and for you, you have to apply them. That is the difference between Dadashri and us. A little infant child, first he has to be held, and then he slowly learns to take the steps, and then you can let go, and then slowly he will, and then later on he will run. So initially you have to take some support, just like the little child, to keep the balance in good sense. And slowly then it increases, and by the age of 5 or 6 then he runs all over the place without any balance problems. Then he will jump on sofas and tables. So it takes time. Yes, and the little baby has got constant purushartha of his own. That little swing, he is constantly moving his legs. He's constantly ready for it. His purushartha is, he says, purushartha is based on understanding U capital. Is it not? It's under based on, once the inner understanding is fit, then it will automatically apply. Yes, Deepakbhai says, yes. Oh, what are we doing here in this satsang? We are applying that understanding in, and then we keep our awareness according to our understanding. To keep your awareness according to your understanding is the purushartha. So we know that when we want to make a little dal, you have to add this specific masalas. If you add the wrong masalas, it will taste awful, will it not? So you know the laws. So just because you know it, would you not get a result? It will definitely. But just because you know, if you don't move in that direction, will you get any results? If you watch a little child is mimicking the mother is picking grit from wheat, and so he's just picking it up. He will imitate. Even a 2.5-year-old is doing the same kind of pratikram. And he says, two and a half year old is imitating the mother doing pratikram, and will say, okay, this is how you just sit quietly, close your hands and move your lips. And so he says, what are you doing? I'm doing pratikram because my mom is doing pratikram. Even so, this is how. So these are all children learning how to move on the same path as the Gnani Purush. Yes, at least he is mimicking the gestures, is he not? And later on, his understanding will come. Once, well, we are trying to attain 100% understanding with a U capital, the inner understanding that liberates. He will tell his wife, he'll say, wife is a file, but he will not say money as a file, because he does not like the wife, therefore he says file, but he will say money, I like money. So this is how we differentiate. So Deepak Bhai is now doing a slow, subtle operation of Himanshu here, and he says, yes, wife, you say file, I want to do a settle the file with equanimity, but as far as money is concerned, you don't say money is a file. So you don't have to settle the file of money with equanimity, because there the file doesn't come. Yes. This is that you have the glorious opportunity to really awaken when something unpleasant arises in front of you, but you let go of it by pushing it away. Whenever something unpleasant arises in front of you, that is your opportunity to really increase your awareness and understanding. So right now, let us do the purushartha of the penance. And so it's in a penance in which whenever unpleasant something arises, that is our purushartha, and see the other person as nirdosh and faultless. Our biggest weapon is this videos. We have VVPS, Vidhi, Vanchan, Pratikraman, Samayik. Vidhi, then Vanchan is the reading of the Gnani's Vani's, the speech. Then Pratikraman for each one of the faults during the day, and Samayik to dig into the underlying reasons for these mistakes that happen recurrently. Next follow-up question from Himanshu. Dada Shri has opened up our conviction. he says, and then how can we increase our awareness? Deepak Bhai says, I have just already answered all the questions. That question above. Just follow the instructions. That's it. Just follow the instructions. Follow means what? Today. And today, when a guest comes, you should say, it's a file and I want to settle with equanimity. You don't like him, there should be inner penance. He should not have the slightest inclination that he is not welcome. And so this is how it should be settled with all files of rag and dvesh, the likes and dislike. Do you have rag and dvesh files? He says, I'm not sure. Of course he has got a rag dvesh file. He's got a son and wife. And so... if you reason with them and if you apply them with, so those are the sticky files. When you now he's turning into a kind of humorous thing here by saying his response was humorous, Himanshu's. However, Deepak Bhai says, He says, of course, you know, there is no rain in the home, but if when you are outside the home, if out of the population of 9 billion, if you can learn to see the sticky file, the closest sticky file, as flawless and faultless, you have won the world. You have won the world. That is your test. If Deepak Bhai says, if a couple tells me that they don't have any problems between the two of them, I will immediately understand that their stickiness is due to attraction, which has not yet resulted in repulsion. That's all. But the problem is still there, dormant, which hasn't come. But supposing you've had a verbal altercation or a verbal spree with the file, the close file, then you have to do pratikram for 4 to 5 hours at a time for just 5 or 10 minutes of a verbal interaction that was unpleasant. So you have to do a lot of purushartha in terms of washing this.
Next, he says, it is on the basis of a sticky file that you'll be able to see where your problems lie, not with your interactions with the 9 billion people that you are then of this world. Next question, Rajan Patel from Lowell, who is now settled here in Simandar City, Lowell, Massachusetts. The microphone being handed over to him. Why is Gnan called Prakash, light? Why is knowledge called light? It is light only, it says Deepak Bhai, because if somebody shows you light in darkness, you will not clash with anything, would you not? So, but somebody who doesn't have any light in darkness, will he not clash with people around and objects? So if this is the kind of Prakash, Prakash is light. This Gnan Prakash is the light of knowledge, lets you see your own mistakes, and so that you will not use them to clash with others. You are able to see on rag, dvesh, ego, deceit, greed, pride, insistence, wanting to have it your way, etc. These are all dosh, these are all mistakes, and the Gnan Prakash, the light of knowledge, will let you see them from within. They are the very reasons why you clash with others in this world. Supposing you try to wake up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. in the morning without turning on the light, would you not bang your head on a wall or... He says he's describing a person who woke up in the dark and he crashed with all his various almara, which is where all the precious objects were kept, and all of them collapsed and fell onto the ground. So he should have just turned on the light, but in sleep he forgot to turn on the light. He thought he can just manage. So this is how it is. Just as you require that physical light in the relative level, you require the inner light in order not to clash further after awakening in the Gnan Vidhi. Because in darkness you cannot read even one word of good, something that is beneficial, is it not? And you'll have to. And the self, of course, is totally, absolutely unaffected and doesn't. The original self is so, it can illuminate the entire universe, but that is the light that we have to harness slowly through these five agnas. Even ignorance is light too, but that is the light through the medium of the intellect, and it only reflects and shows only the relative, and it says, this is my uncle, this is my wife, this is my friend, this is my enemy, etc. That is the light of ignorance. But it illuminates the non-self, whereas the light of the self, as capital, illuminates both the self and the non-self. So you understand, you can clash, you can topple over a, bang with a door or topple over a chair in darkness, would you not? Or even a little stone can hurt you. When one becomes fully enlightened, Keval Gnan, there is not even a speck of darkness anywhere in light, and therefore you can see everything as it is in this entire universe. So from the relative perspective, even if somebody doubts his current state, one say, I am Rajan, I am Alisha, that is the doubt which lets you go and begin to move you in the true light that you are, towards the true light that you are. And slowly, slowly the conviction is that I am not Alisha, I am pure soul, and then that is the right understanding, that is the right light, and to move on the basis of that right light will bring you to the level of the experience that I am indeed this. Then says Gnan, there is a sutra of Dada Shri which says, Gnan is called that whereby you will not take a false step. If you have Gnan, you will never falter and fall down. The Gnan is the inner light that is within you. Why is it called Adhyatma Vignan? Why is it called spiritual science? Because if you have some breathing difficulty, then what do you say? Why am I having breathing difficulty? And then the doctor will check you and say, aha, you have a little problem with your lungs. Just as we do not know what is going on with our lungs, we go to somebody else in the same way. We have to go to somebody who is an expert in spiritual science so that he can really let you see why you are suffering internally through these kashais. And then he gives you the exact medicine which works at the right place. In the same way, the Gnani gives you the exact medicine with reference to your specific fault and helps you see it as it is, because the Gnani can see it within you. But even though you have received the Gnanvidhi, sometimes it is hard for you to see it yourself. Do you think after Gnan, do you think the darkness and the light works both? He says, yes, the light of the intellect is darkness, relative darkness, and the light of the self is always there. So this is, and so the light can let you see that, see the phases of the ego, the phases of the hungry ego that we discussed yesterday. It will show you where the hunger is, where the temptation is. And then you will be able to see the phases of that which is to be seen and known only, Gneo. And that is an advanced stage. Initially you will be able to see what the ego is doing, what the chit is doing, what the intellect is doing, what the mind is showing. And then it will move to a higher level. And so at least initially you are now, having attained the Gnanvidhi, you have come to your original seat, and now you have become the seer and the knower. And then later on you will come to that sentence in the Charanvidhi, having known infinite phases, I am. And the infinite phases arise in that which is to be known, and amidst them all, I am the eternal knower and seer. And the separate. Oh, isn't it? I cannot keep the awareness. Next question. I cannot keep the awareness while eating that the eater is eating, that, and I, the non-eater, am simply the seeing that. But are you aware of it later on? He says, yes, I'm aware of it later on. Therefore, you had it all along. However, you, at the time of eating, you became a little involved, did you not? And so then later on you can ask, you can recite the column number 5, which is about food. Are you able to separate while eating food that is unpleasant? Are you settling the file with equanimity, settling a plate of food with equanimity? A plate of food is a file, and therefore you settle it with equanimity. Do you get involved with that which is very tasty? Every day you should say, let me have one item in my plate which I do not like to eat. Because you get involved in the food that you eat that is pleasant and tasty, therefore when the unpleasant food comes in front of you, you cannot remain separate. But if you start encouraging eating something that is bitter, and then you will be able to remain separate, and thereby when the pleasant food comes, you will be able to remain separate, and that is the method by which you can remain completely in upayog or in applied awareness, as that the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, am simply watching it. Yes, it is important to have some item in the plate which is unpleasant. Yes, initially. What happens when every day I'm served the food that I like, all items I like? You see, If you do not push away a circumstance that is unpleasant in front of you, then you will be able to get adjusted to and remain separate in a circumstance and a situation which is pleasant for you. And so, to understand the subtle aspects of tap or penance, and then if you miss that awareness that the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, am simply watching it, then later on ask for the shakti of through the reciting the now column, the fifth column, which is about food. If Dadashri is a total Gnata Drashta, then why does he bind karma for Jagat Kalyan? Yes, because he wanted to do some salvation for the world. He, in that particular aspect, he did not, his was very totally different. Even then, because he came back to, in our phenomenal world, in our terrestrial world, to help average human beings. He could have become liberated and gone away. So here on the day of, we are right now in this satsang because we are in the direction of the self. We are in the line of the self. We are all appreciating this satsang. But the biggest penance arises in Ajna number 4. Because of the merit karma of the highest level that is now going to unfold for all the Mahatmas, they will have a very excellent time in Mahavidyakshetra when they go to Mahavidyakshetra. They will not have to toil for their food and general, everything will be bit. But we are not going to Mahavidyakshetra because of that. We are going to Mahavidyakshetra because we want liberation. But this will be the byproduct of each Mahatma who goes to Mahavidyakshetra. Because they really do not want anything out of it and they have stopped hurting anyone. In fact, they are continuing to help others in Jagat Kalyan. And next question. Through subtle and gross atikraman, I am able to remain aware and do pratikraman. However, when normal activity of the world is going on, when there is no atikraman, I would like to remain aware. So he says, I have awareness during atikraman, when during aggression. However, I lose my awareness when normal activity is going on. What is it? Kraman means normal activity. You see, it's Deepak's answer is that because he is aware, wide awake and aware during normal activities, of normal activities without any atikraman, that is why he is able to know that this is an atikraman and that this atikraman has happened. Now he is just giving an example. It's like he gave the example of driving a car or whatever. You're normally driving a car, but all of a sudden when there is a crisis, somebody crosses your road, all of a sudden you kick into a higher awareness and you miss colliding, etc. So it also means that you were wide awake when you were driving too, even though you did not have a crisis kind of a aversion incident which arose in front of you. And where does the conversation come in here? He says the conversation comes in if he's, for instance, if file number one is busy conversing with somebody else, then you cannot converse with him, right? But when he is not conversing with him, to see, and this is the terminology, spiritual terminology in Akramignan, to see means to converse with Alicia. To see is to converse with Michael. To see is to converse with file number one. That is the inner vision. If there are 20, if 20 kids are running in front of you, who are you going to talk to? And at that time, when there is a lot of external force, at that time you have to shut up. Then you just have to have imply general vision and say these are all pure souls and dual vision. But in no matter whether it is Kraman or Atikraman, we are indeed separate through the grace of Dada Shri and the Gnan Vidhi. Next one, Mukesh Shah. What is the difference between Spashtavedan, which is the clear and distinct experience of the self, and the initial experience after the Gnanvidhi? As your experiences in the realm of the self, as capital arise, you will rise towards clear experience of the self. Initially it is kind of just raw, it's like the second phase of moon. As a little child who has just learned to walk, if he gets, you cannot say that he has learned how to walk, because if somebody pushes him, he will fall off. And so he will suffer in the same way. Initially after Gnanvidhi, when you get knocks of life, you might fall down. But supposing there is a karma force of 3 days. He says, initially the force that was opposing me and my bliss was of 3 days long, and then it was 4 to 5 hours long, and subsequently, is that anubhav? Because in other words, that's, and did I go into an experience level? No. Dipakpa says that is only at the level of the awareness only, is it not? What is experience? The other person remains absolutely flawless in your vision, and you do not have any suffering. Two keys. Are you saying that when there is spashed, the experience E capital of the self is like constant and the ocean of bliss? It is, you're overflowing with bliss. Nothing will bother you. You are absolutely unaffected, nor will you ever blame the other person. There is no suffering and there is no blame on anybody. This is. And that is why you are a baby right now. You are just a little baby right now. You get a little knock, you will fall over. You have just learnt how to walk on the spiritual path, on the progress between from the second phase of the moon towards the full moon. Now the full moon is total enlightenment, but nearly full moon is called. But yes. I was told to share this experience in satsang, that is why I'm saying it, he said. But the real practical is your interaction with your file too. And when somebody at work really says something very hurtful to you, or somebody says, get out of here and leave this job, and at that time Vyavasthita remains without a single subatomic particle stirring within you, that is called clear experience of the self. Now, do we have to really look into the field stock in terms of what we have filled? It's all field stock, is it not? This, it is clearly separate from you. What is barelo mal? What is field stock from past life? But then this, yes, we can separate it in the level of. How we separate it at the subtler ego, the subtle ego, and the gross ego. But let's not worry about that. Why don't we just? But why worry about the seventh floor when you're climbing the building? You're in automatic. But you know, you're trying to get out of the first floor and say, what is up higher up there? You're trying to imagine what is higher up. Just slowly rise to the second floor, the third floor, and the fourth floor, and you will be able to see it. Ego is needed to finish all kinds of tasks. So, what ego is that? Is it the subtle ego? Is it the subtle or the subtler? Is it the subtler ego, the sukshmatar ego? to get the work done. So then how does it operate? Forget about sukshma and subtler. Right now you're trying to tease a little bit. I see what you're trying to say is, it's like you're trying to say somebody, you're trying to decide, is this butter, is this plate existing because of the butter, or is it the butter existing because of the plate? And so you try to do too much investigation.